Hi, Sharon.
Hey.
Hi, Raka. Hi, Julia. Hey, Dottie. Good to see everybody. Hey, Stephanie. Hi, Michelle. Hi, Chelsea. Hi, Sonia. Hi, Leah. Who else can I say hi to? Hi, Wendy. Hi, Rose. Hi, Elvie. All right. Let's start today with a little bit of a grounding and bringing ourselves fully present. So, wherever you are, I invite you to put aside any distractions, any multitasking that we're also used to in our modern lives, and to take a few moments just for you right now. And if it is comfortable for you, I invite you to close your eyes. And if not, with your eyes open, go inward. Use these moments to really be present to yourself. Either way, noticing the connection that you're making with the seat beneath you and allowing some of your weight to move downwards, grounding you into that connection with your seat and into the awareness of the ground underneath that and the earth underneath that. Giving yourself permission to settle in to this moment. Then paying attention to your breath and just watching it. Noticing where your breath is at today without judgment, simply noticing. Are you breathing deeply or more shallow right now? Is your breathing taking on a regular pattern or an irregular one? I'm just noticing. No matter where it's at, using the awareness of your breath to connect to your body. And to connect to this very moment right here. Placing a hand on your heart and connecting in with your heart. And from this place, taking a moment to offer up a prayer, a request, whatever feels important and relevant to you, offering it up to spirit, to your higher self. To earth, I'm taking another moment here and honoring your heart. And honoring the hearts of each one of us in circle today. Let's all take a nice deep breath in. Exhale everything out. And then allow your eyes to flutter open. So good to see everybody. I'm looking forward to our call today. We've got a practicum. Before we jump into the practicum, a couple of pieces that I wanted to mention. First of all, for those of you that were able to come to our call with Stanley last week, you know how incredible it was. I learned so much. It was so heart-opening for me. It was just such a beautiful and deep discussion. Around gender inclusion. And so that call was recorded and it's in your member center. It's an hour long and I highly, highly recommend listening if you haven't yet. A lot in there. Not just by way of who we, tips for practitioners, but it kind of opened up a lot of new thought pathways for me in general. So we're so lucky to have that. Please take a listen when you have a chance. We haven't sent an email out yet, but we're gonna have another bonus call with Nima, who is also in our circle. I'm really looking forward to that call. As well, we're going to be looking at microaggressions and what they are, and what we need to know as practitioners around them as well. Similar to what I shared on our call with Stanley, I'll share this again and I'll probably share it again. No matter how much I learn on this topic of microaggressions, I learn there's more for me to learn. And in fact, the more that I learn, the more I see that there's more to learn. So even if you've looked at this topic before, I want to encourage you to come. We'll send out an email. That call will be on October 28th, which is a Thursday at 1. That call is not going to be recorded. So the only way to get the info and just the experience of that call is if you come live. We'll send out more info about that. And then the last reminder, it has made my heart so happy to see so many of you register for our call this Friday, October 1st, where I'll be sharing about next steps. And about advanced, and just the possibilities of us being able to continue to work together if that's something that you're wanting. Advanced is very different from, well, in some ways it's similar, but in a lot of ways it's different from Sacred Depths. It's much more intensive, it's smaller, it's more intimate. It's a combination of integration of all we've learned in Sacred Depths, but the heart of it is learning new and advanced, deeper coaching skills and somatic transformational skills. So that call, I'll share all of the details and who is right for it and who isn't right for it and all of that. I'll share that this Friday at noon. We'll probably send out one more email too about that. Okay, so questions. So the call with Nima on microaggressions is on October 28th at 1 p.m. Eastern. I should mention Eastern, and we'll send some emails out about that. And then the next steps call, you should have received some emails on that. If not, let me know and you can register for it. Is this Friday, October 1st at 12 p.m. Eastern? The call this Friday will probably be less than an hour. I mean, I've put aside an hour, but probably closer to 40 minutes, 45 minutes. And then the call with Nima is going to be an hour. Elvie, did that answer your question? Yes, Friday's call will be recorded. If you can make it live, please do. But if not, you'll get a recording for sure. Okay. Any cues on any of those calls before we move on? All right. So we've got a practicum today. I love practicums because I don't talk as much and I give you all the stage. We all get to learn so much from each other. So for today's practicum, this is what we're gonna do. I want us, we just kind of did over the last couple of months, we kind of did a unit. We're about to start a new unit next week in Sacred Depths, which is kind of more, I don't know how to describe the last unit. It's like a little bit more philosophical issues, if you will, and then kind of random things that I'm pulling in that I think are really important for us to know as practitioners, techniques as practitioners, etc. But we just finished a unit on looking at a lot of different techniques for obstacles that our clients might come up against. We looked at resistance archetypes. We looked at befriending fear. We looked at rewiring negative thought patterns. We looked at myth of perfection. We looked at wheel of self-sabotage. And so I'd love for our practicum today, for us to be able to kind of look more deeply. We'll see what comes up at some of those topics. So the way that we'll work our practicum today is I'll ask for two volunteers. I'll ask for a volunteer practitioner and a volunteer client. And you'll have about 30 minutes to do a session. And there are a couple of things that I want to hold space for in the session. So number one, and I know it's hard to, we never know what's going to come up in sessions. It's a little hard to manufacture, but I feel like between all of the everything we looked at this last unit, for sure something will come up either around befriend fear, negative thought patterns, resistance, myth of perfection, or wheel of self-sabotage. So whoever is going to coach or be the practitioner, I want to invite you to address one of those pieces. Use any of the techniques that we learned, but let's try and focus a bit on that. You can bring in a visualization, a meditation, looking at the wheel, looking at a myth of perfection, etc. So that's one piece that I want us to hold and really be looking at in this practicum. And then the other piece is for those of you that are going for certification, as you know, and I've been sharing, when you submit your recording for certification, there are a couple of core competencies that we're going to be looking for specifically and a scoring specifically. So those competencies are energetics. How is the container being held? Both in terms of the quality of the energy, the even playing field, you know, everything we've been looking at in terms of energetics, as well as remember with contain energetics and containers, how is the practitioner starting the session? How is the practitioner ending the session? Is a container being created? We're going to be looking at li deep listening skills. We're going to be looking at creating awareness skills. We're going to be looking at questioning skills. And we're going to be looking at strategizing and visioning skills. So, as we go through our practice today, I'm going to ask the practitioner, as well as all of us listening, to be listening for each of those competencies as well and making notes on those competencies as well. So that we can become, I know we're all conscious, but we can become even more conscious and go even more deeply. So we'll have the coaching for about 30 minutes. If you're not a practitioner or a client, a volunteer, we're all going to be super active nonetheless, looking for those competencies that I just shared. Making notes on what is the practitioner doing really well that you're noting. You know, what are the amazing questions that are being asked? If they're leading a visualization, what are you noting that's working really well, et cetera, et cetera. And then also making notes on what might you do differently if you were the practitioner. Notes on that. As well as any notes on what questions, you know, if you have a question on why the practitioner asked a certain question or led the client a certain way, or if you have a question for the volunteer client about a certain moment in the session, and how they felt, right? So making note on all of that. So we'll do our observing. And then I've got some questions for us to go deeper, and then we'll break down the session with love, of course. And I always have to mention, as well as my nitpicky Virgo, because I know you are all excellent and striving for even more excellence. And so I'm gonna invite us to share celebrations and point out all that was done so well, and also share places to go deeper and lean into and stretch into. All right, looks like we have a volunteer for the client, Dagmar. Thank you. Don't be shy. Who wants to volunteer to be the practitioner? I know a number of you want to, and you're holding back, so don't hold back. Who'd like to be the practitioner? Oh, you guys are stretching me. I've never had a situation where nobody has volunteered. Is it the right thing to ask somebody if they'd like? I see a couple faces in Zoom where I feel like you want to, but you're also scared. I don't know if I should invite someone or not. I will in a moment if nobody volunteers. I'd love to hear in the chat, why not? Is it fear? Not in the mood? What's going on? Yeah, it's intimidating. Yeah, and a couple people have to step out a little early. Fear eating lunch. Yeah, I get it. So, for some of you, there may be interruption or you have to leave early. I get it. And then for others of you, that if it's intimidating, I want to ask you, even with the fear, what might be in it for you if you volunteered? So even if you've missed sessions, it's all good. We're all here to learn and to go deeper and improve. You'll be received with love. And I think you'll actually end up celebrating yourself a bit. Ah, it looks like we might have a volunteer, Chelsea. Yay! Thank you. Okay, so Chelsea, let me bring you on. You there, Chelsea?
Hi.
Hi, Chelsea. So, I'm so glad that you volunteered, because or else I would have had to start asking people and I don't know.
Was starting to feel rejected, by the Like a global
Well,
rejection. Thank you, Chelsea.
it is a hot seat a little bit, but it's a loving hot seat. So, Chelsea, thank you. So, as we go into this practice, let me ask you, Chelsea, where is your edge? Like, what is it? What's your intention for the session? Where is it that you want to be practicing the most?
For me, it's been like needing to lean into some of the visualization or like going through the actual befriending your fear process or like just getting comfortable continuing to go into that. I've started to do it more, but it still just feels like a little bit of like a like an opening a door to a mystery and not quite like trusting myself and having all the pieces yet.
Yeah, beautiful. So I think that's a great place to lean into. And I love what you just said, like trusting, well, you may not have said this, but I'm gonna have to rearrange a little bit what you said. Trusting even if you don't have all the pieces, which I think is core and foundational. And we'll look at this more next week, actually, when we look at the mystery. I think it's core and foundational, not only to all coaching, but to all of life, right? Because we don't ever have all of the pieces, period, even though somehow in our heads we think we need to in order to be of value, right? Beautiful. Well, I'm glad that you're gonna lean in. Hopefully, whatever Dagmar brings up will be good fodder for going into a befriend your fear or something like that. Usually, you can always find a way in if you want to, and if it makes sense, you don't do it. Don't force it if it doesn't make sense. But I'm excited to witness. So I'll keep time. You've got 30 minutes. And we'll kind of get, let's try to get through sort of a full cycle, meaning starting as if you'd start the session and end as if you'd end the session. And I'll interrupt you if you go like a minute, more than a minute over the 30 minutes. So I guess I'm keeping time, but you're keeping time too. All right, I'm gonna put myself on mute and you can take it away. And you can just, Dagmar's off, like she's ready to go. I see she's off mute, so you can just get started, Chelsea.
Okay, great. I'm trying to figure out how I can just see me and Dagmar. Wonder if that's possible in Zoom. Or is it just gonna, like, when I talk, am I gonna continue seeing myself, Joanna?
That's a great question. So it might be how each person's setup is, but I always see the person that I'm talking to on the setup. Sonia's asking in the chat if everyone can turn their camera off, which I think is a great idea, except for you and Dagmar. And then Julia's saying you can put it in speaker view. And Raka's saying you can pin Dagmar. And I don't know how to do either of those things, but Raka, or Julia, if you want to share how to do that would be great.
I'm so sorry about this. I'm eating. On the top right corner, speaker view, that should make the difference for you.
Where it says view in the top right.
I see that. It's just, it's still, I can only see myself talking, and then Dagmar is really small, which I can work with. I'm just
I think if I speak, then you will see me like fully on the screen. Is that
okay.
true for you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Okay, thank you. Just wanting to not just stare at myself. How do you speak? Oh, I can pin her by hovering. Okay, maybe this is all just res. Ooh, pin. Okay, perfect. Thank you all. This is so helpful. Dagmar, let's just take a minute to ground ourselves here as we start our session. I know Joanna grounded us, but for ourselves. Just taking a minute and close the eyes. And let's just take three deep breaths together. When you're ready, just letting the eyes flutter open if they're not already. And I'd love to hear what would be helpful for you to receive today.
I'm so glad that you want to work on befriending your fear. That is definitely very alive for me. And I am actually stepping into my launch season. And there are a lot of cards. I don't know what is the like expression in English, but like when you put a lot, like there's a lot, not on your plate per se, but a lot in the game. Like the stakes are very, very high. So I'm definitely feeling a fear that if this launch doesn't work out, then it's gonna be a problem financial. So yeah, that's very alive for me right now.
Yeah, the expression that came to mind when you were talking was almost like if there's a lot riding on this, or there's like it feels like there's it's got some significance or some weight to it.
Yes,
Yeah.
and definitely a lot of like this energetic charge. There's a lot of energetic charge to it. Yeah.
Yeah, and what's the fear beneath that, or what's been coming up for you?
The fear is I'm investing just like without going much into detail. I'm investing a lot of money into Facebook ads and the kind of it So like the revenue piece that we are looking at, it is to, you know, I mean, the amount of money I'm investing, it's like 6 months of my business operation. So if, you know, if the launch doesn't work, then I'm in a seriously difficult place in my business. That's what's really, really alive for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. Would you be willing to go into that fear right now through an exercise?
Sure, I'm open to this, yeah.
And I guess before we go into that, I just had another question kind of bubble up for me, which is if there was, it sounds like there might be a couple of layers of the fear. And if there was one that sort of like bubbled up to the surface for you, what might that be if it was like a statement of, like if you're just right now claiming or stating, I'm afraid
of not succeeding in this launch.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. So,
and as I'm saying that, I'm definitely feeling that this, like, it's so superficial, right? And I'm feeling like there is so much deeper stuff underneath. And yeah,
tell me more about what that experience is like or what you're feeling right now in your body.
I'm feeling a lot of charge in my gut, like, both going inwards towards my spine, but also like this outward pulse, like I want to push something outside of my gut. And I feel like under that intensity, that is this really, this almost like a deep existential grief. I have a very big mission in the world, and I'm very passionate about what I do. And it feels like if, you know, kind of that superficial piece, my launch doesn't succeed, whatever, we don't get the enrollments. But that is like, then my mission won't be served. And then the women that are meant to be touched with this work, they will continue to struggle and live in despair and pain and hopelessness. And like, that's like, as I'm saying that, like, that's hurting almost like at a bone level for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really coming through, and let me know if I'm getting this right, but just like how deeply you care about your work and this launch, you know, as an extension of this like passion, it sounds like this like drive.
Completely. Yeah.
Would you be willing to just share really briefly more about that? So because I feel it, like I feel that resonance and like that depth, but could you just share briefly more about that driving why behind your work?
Oh, that is so much. So just to create like a little bit of context, and then I'm going to tie it with the why, is what I do is I train practitioners to become an extraordinary women's health specialist, women's pelvic health specialist, and really have the skills, the confidence, the capacity to heal their clients' issues at the root cause, and really create profound transformation with better people. And my almost like obsession with this topic came definitely from my own struggles. There has been a lot of layers to my own pelvic suffering but the one that just awakened this deepest hunger was going through 10 years of infertility. And the pain and despair and hopelessness and like this cry of a soul that I have been going through every single day through those 10 years and subsequently the healing path that I have been on so that I can become a mother and I can step into pregnancy and I can be, bring the next generation into the world. And now I have a 4-year-old son that's kicking my butt in a big way. But, you know, this is just so, so like pulsing, breathing truth in my body. And that's my big why. My big why is Rumi. That's my son. And women like me that maybe don't have a fertility issues, but they have cervical cancers and endometriosis and pelvic pain and hormonal issues and are not bleeding for 10 million years because they are on contraceptive, on like all of that. And there's just this unwavering commitment to female reproductive system.
Thank you so much for sharing that. I have like full body chills the whole time that you were talking. And I just want to absolutely honor and also thank you for doing the work. Like it affects me on a really deeply personal level. Just thank you.
Thank you, Chelsea. That means a lot.
So with that deeper why and this fear that's coming up for you, are you willing to kind of close your eyes and go into some of that?
Let's do it. Yes.
All right. So I'll invite you to connect back to this fear that we're working with, this fear that's coming up for you around your business launch. And first, just to notice where you feel it in your body now. And I'll ask you to share what are some of the sensations that are arising?
I feel it in my chest, very specifically, like more on the left side of my chest, close to the left side of my sternum. And there's like this quiver and bubble of a mild anxiety on very close to surface, like just under my skin.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like it's affecting my breath. It's making my breath more like shallow.
Good. Yeah, breathe into it. If it helps to put a hand on your chest where you feel that, you're doing great. Is there any color that you associate?
It's like a black moving into gray, and it's very foggy, dark, cloudy, moving energy.
Mm-hmm. Does it have is it hot or cold? Does it have a temperature to it?
It feels more on the warmer side.
Mm-hmm.
Not fully hot, but yeah, on the warmer side.
Just keep breathing. If it's helpful to connect to down to your feet or down to your feet, the things that are grounding you. You're doing great. I'm here. I'm totally here with you. Just keep breathing. Tell me more about what you're experiencing right now.
Definitely feeling what I was sharing with you a moment ago, that the fear is the superficial layer, and under there's just really deep grief.
Can you tell me more about the grief?
I see so many women suffering with womb issues, gynecological issues, pelvic floor issues. Our inbox is bombarded with requests for help, with like a desperate cry of a soul every single day. And I just feel like this female pain and this sense of like, God. This excruciating body suffering. That so many women are going through, and the way our power has been taken away from us. And the more pain I feel, the more drive I have to create more incredible healers. To bring love and healing and consciousness and possibility and a new way of being, a new way of healing, new way of embodiment to women all around the globe. And as I'm sharing all of this, I feel that the grief is getting way more peaceful. And that is like this just landing of yes and okayness in my system. And the fear is subsiding too, significantly.
Yeah, what is that yes? If you were to give that feeling of yes right now on microphone, what would it say?
The yes is saying you are doing the God's work. And of course, you'll be supported every step of the way. Launches and Facebook ads and budgeting. It's all, of course, it's part of the process, but hey, just like that is like almost divine speaking through me. So of course you'll be supported. Of course I'm gonna support you. Like there's nothing to be afraid of.
Oh.
Now there is just peace. Complete peace.
Where do you feel the peace in your body?
Exactly where the fear started. But now it's deeper. It's not just close to the skin. It's like I feel my sternum and I feel like part of my lung. Yeah. Bone, organ level. Just peace. There's no if, no but, no left, no right. It's just like, boom, here I am. This is who I am. This is who I serve. And I'm beautifully supported.
So I invite you to just really breathe that in. I know you already are, but just keep really consciously right now, make a body memory of this feeling. This feeling of being resourced, of that really deep, visceral yes. That knowing, of course, I'm doing God's work. I'm supported every step of the way. Of course, there's nothing to be afraid of.
I have I have such a silly thought coming up right now.
Do share.
I will, and I am going to. If anyone in this group, we're gonna start. I think we started running ads like today, and we're gonna go like really big on Monday. So if any of you in this group see my ads coming up, which are some of them are gonna be kind of silly and a bit controversial as well. I just have a little request. Don't feel like you need to throw a saucepan.
Don't feel like what?
Don't feel like you need to throw a saucepan on me. I and a skeleton. I have a Facebook ad with me and a skeleton coming up. So just know that my intention is pure. And that sometimes need to be controversial for them to, whatever, stand out and, you know, have more eyeballs on it. So just putting it out there for everyone. God, I feel so present, and that really that visceral yes.
From that visceral yes, and this resonance, this energy that you were able to access that was beneath the fear and almost feels like rooted even from the grief itself. Mm. What do you, from this place, what do you know now about the launch, about next steps, or is anything different now from this place?
Yes, it's easy to get, for me to get in manic energy, especially like, was like email sequence needs to be written and landing page, look at like all of these logistic pieces that I'm not excited about. I'm excited about teaching and actually, you know, sharing all of this instead of like all this, whatever. So I know with pieces that don't excite me, I can get in manic energy. And from what we have done now together, it's very clear to me that the manic energy, there's a grief underneath that. Mm. And I actually, next time when I start observing myself getting into this, I really need to create a space to be with the fear, be with the intensity, and allow myself to grieve, allow myself to feel this visceral pain, because that is my doorway to this presence and this okayness, and like really feeling divinely supported. Yeah, that's my medicine here, right here.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. And that what you said about the doorway, like seeing that fear and that the grief as a way back in, right, back into that what really feels like power, right? Like almost like a wellspring of energy that doesn't need to drain you or keep you from it, but like actually like builds, right? It's like
yeah,
builds.
It's the access. It's the access point for me. Yeah.
Well, and what beautiful awareness and of that resource, you know, to be able to see what can keep so many people stuck as actually like a deepening, like it almost feels like a superpower.
Yeah. Thank you for like using that term. It really is. It is my doorway into superpower. And like this, just a source of like unshakability. Like the way I feel right now, and I know this state, it's something I have been cultivating for many, many years. When I'm in this, like no matter what's happening, this just is incredible well of resilience. And what's really standing out for me is actually this relationship between that manic energy and like how that manic energy, and this is a new awareness for me, how that manic energy is actually keeping me away from my own source of power. So this, I'm very glad to have that awareness, because now I can create like a very intentional doorway and portal into like, oh, okay, time to grieve, time to cry, and yeah, get back to this.
Yeah, oh, I love that. So it's not just the fear or the grief, it's actually the manic energy that's like the almost like the signal or the aha, like, oh, I'm disconnected, and here's an opportunity to reconnect.
Yeah. Thank you for tying it and bringing it like this full circle. It's so meaningful for me. You're muted. Maybe your cat has muted you on your laptop.
Does she?
Yeah.
That was Jiminy. He was like, it's almost time for dinner.
Yeah, she was like, oh yeah, it feels completed over here.
Do you feel complete?
I do. I really do. And I want to say thank you. This has been a real gift. A real gift.
Yeah, what are you taking away as the most resonant part of the session?
Well, definitely the way I feel right now. Present, grounded, resilient, connected, engaged. And really this new piece of awareness that the manic energy is my opportunity to reconnect with myself and my deep why and my deep source of power. This is like really big for me to see it this way. So thank you. This is real, real gift.
You're welcome. Thank you for being willing to go deep and be seen and really feel and share it's really inspiring to get to witness. So I'm really honored to have been part of it.
Thank you, Chelsea.
So well done. Yay. Thank you, Dagmar. Thank you, Chelsea. If everybody can put their cameras back on, that would be great. So I'm going to give everybody a little bit of time. Hopefully, everybody observing has been taking notes, but I'm going to give you all a little bit more time. And Chelsea and Dagmar, well, Chelsea, you already have your practitioner hat on, but Dagmar, if you feel in a space to put your practitioner hat on as well, please do. And I'll just give everybody, well, first some couple minutes of open time to just keep on making notes. What was done really well? What did you notice about the competencies that we spoke about? What do you want to note and acknowledge in terms of what was done really well? What are some things that you may have done differently? And what are some questions that you have? Not like coaching questions, but questions for either Chelsea about decisions that she made, or Dagmar about how she felt at certain moments or in the session. So let's start with a few more minutes of that. I'll give you all another 2 minutes. All right, and Chelsea, if you can take yourself off mute for a moment. Hey, how are you feeling? You were amazing. How are you feeling?
I feel good. I'm really glad I did it. It was definitely super scary, but I felt like once I got in and was connecting with Dagmar, it kind of lost. I wasn't thinking about it being a practicum. I was just thinking about coaching.
I could feel that as I was observing. You were in it with her completely. And it was such, I felt such a beautiful session done so, so well. Let me ask you, if you were to pull out one thing that you would really want to acknowledge yourself for, something that you feel you did really well, or a place where you really stretched, what would you acknowledge? What do you want to acknowledge yourself for?
I feel like I really followed my curiosity. And even kind of feeling like I wanted to have more information about the why, that felt important, and kind of taking my time before going into the exercise, where I kept kind of like being like, oh, like thinking I was going to go into it and then being like, wait, no, like I want to have it be really clear what the fear is. And like, so I think I'm honoring myself for like being willing to kind of go back when I thought like, okay, now I'm going to go in and be like, nope, not ready.
Yes.
Yeah, so it was like both the patience, I guess, and the willingness to sort of like go forward and back and feel like it wasn't entirely smooth, but that it didn't matter.
100%. I was so glad that that happened in the session because it was just beautiful modeling for everyone that you can, you know, go back. You don't, it doesn't, you always want to do what's going to serve the client and the session best, not do like, oh, I just said I was going to, so I have to, right? Like whatever it is. And to me, it wasn't not smooth at all. It was pretty seamless, and it showed that you were with her actively, you know, and present with her.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I just wanted to comment on what you shared. Yes, the going into the why was, I think, such a masterful choice. It really supported Dagmar to connect even more deeply with her passion, which, as we could start to see, is also like where some of the grief was coming from as well. So it really created an environment and a deeper container for her to feel all of the things that she was able to feel when you did go in mm-hmm. to the actual process, and such a great example for all of us in the importance of setting the container, right? Setting that stage and setting that environment. Beautiful. Well, there were so many things that were done so well, and it's really valuable for us to talk about them and hear about them. So I'm going to ask for hands raised. What else do you want to pull out from the session in terms of what worked really well, what you really noticed, what you learned, what you want to acknowledge, what worked really well? Rose.
Thank you, because I have to leave and be in my car. I wanted to make sure this was so beautiful to witness, both of you, the openness, the vulnerability. And I was so struck by your use, Chelsea, of the power of the body, you know, it was so clear that, you know, the body has the cellular memory, and there's so much data stored in just feeling. And so by inviting Dagmar to feel and put, not sometimes not even with words, but just to feel the experience of what was in her body, so much happened. And so I'm just really honoring the space that you gave Dagmar to do that, the pacing. It was just beautiful to just allow that to come forth. So thank you so much.
Yeah, so well said. That really just being with the body and creating the space. It doesn't have to be complicated or like, let me use the smartest words, whatever it is, right? When there's that tight container, when the energetics are there, when there's that presence, the holding of the space is bar none to support a client to feel.
Amazing. So thank you.
Kim.
Well, I was really struck by the pace and the willingness to wait and even prepare your questions. It felt like you weren't rushing to find, to just say something. You were really trying to seek, what is it in me to bring forward? And it allowed Dagmar to do the same. And so even when Dagmar was sharing so much and so much energy was moving, your ability to hold the space and be patient with, when do I enter in? How much, you know, do I say? It just felt so I don't know, I was really inspired by how willing you were to still let space be there. It felt spacious and not run through anything.
Yeah, 100%. And what I want to remind everybody about what Kim is just sharing too is that when we're, as practitioners, when we're running on, I need to fix something here, I need to solve something here, I need to get us to a certain place, we lose the ability to have that patience and to create that space. Good, Dottie.
A lot of what I'm going to say has already been said, but the notes that I made, and thank you both, Dagmar and Chelsea. I learned so much and just, it was really powerful. I wrote down slow. I loved how, Chelsea, you held the space for it to just be natural and really intuitive on Dagmar's part. And I wrote powerful space held. And it was a beautiful reminder of how simple presence can be so powerful, because Chelsea was just so powerful with her, present with her process, which allowed it to be this organic and really powerful experience. So thank you, both of you. And Dagmar, it's gonna be so successful. I mean, come on, I'm so excited to see your results.
I was thinking the same thing. Michelle.
First, thank you both so much. It was so beautiful. I almost forgot to take notes because I was so in the moment. And with both Chelsea creating the container and really letting her know you were there. I sometimes forget to do that when my client is having an emotional moment, and I'm going to take that. And I really appreciated just the time that you let her process it. I was sort of as I was watching in my head, like, well, what, you know, hooking on to something she said, and you just let it unfold. And a lot of the questions I would have had answered themselves. And so without having to intellectualize it, I was curious at the end, I would have been curious to know what kinds of practices that Dagmar had or things that she could use when that manic started to take over, and how to get back to her, what was the word she used, her inner power. But like, other than that, I thought it was just really beautiful.
Yeah, I love just all that you're sharing, Michelle, reminding the client that you're there with them. It's so powerful. Just that, right? And that happened for me too, by the way, Michelle, what you were sharing. Like, there was once where I was like, oh, why didn't she ask about that? But she just let the space worked itself out. It was so beautiful. And then this piece that Michelle is mentioning at the end, it is a piece that I wanted to note as well. So Chelsea did a really great job after the more inner process of moving into visioning and strategizing. She asked the question from this place, this new place, what do you know about the launch and next steps? That's a visioning strategizing question. It was perfectly, beautifully placed, which after we do inner work, if the client is up for it, we wanna kind of get into that. But same thing, as the conversation after that continued to unfold, I felt like there was more opportunity for a little bit more strategizing. So that might be, as Michelle said, identifying, okay, what are the practices that you can use when the manic energy happens? Or it may have been around, how will you know? How will you call yourself out? There could have been a couple of different ways to do it, but possibly just a little bit more strategizing to pin down the next steps. Beautiful. Who else? What else do you want to know about what Chelsea did really well? I'd love to hear if anybody has any comments on creating, how she created awareness If there are things that you noticed about that, there are things that you noticed about particular questions that Chelsea asked, or anything else. Who else wants to share? What else have you got? Wendy.
Yeah, thank you. So yeah, well done. Really powerful to witness this. So thank you, Chelsea. Thank you, Dagmar. So I noticed something early on, and I can't tell you the exact moment, but Dagmar, you were sharing your pain points. Basically, you were covering, you know, what the issue is. And I just felt like there was such a great connection there, Chelsea, and I didn't note what you did or what you said or what you didn't say, but I just noticed that it was almost like a click, like there was this connection created, and it was really powerful. And I think that really, that point early on in the conversation really was an anchor for everything else to move forward. So that was my observation. Yeah.
There was that deep connection and that rapport that was created so quickly. And that's part of the contain, you know, it created such a beautiful container. Good. Cynthia.
I don't have too much to add, but I just, it was gorgeous. And I love Chelsea the way, even though, you know, you kind of jumped in at the last minute, you were so present to your own needs to see Dagmar and to have the technology. Like, from the first moment, you created just such a gorgeous space. And then I also, let me look at my notes. When you asked Dagmar to talk about the statement, I'm afraid, and in presence, that, you know, that just really seemed to open up. Thanks so much.
Yeah, agree. I love that question of asking it in a statement. Getting more clear there. Good, Heather.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, both of you, for letting us view this and experience it with you. It was really amazing. What I really loved was, it seemed like at the very beginning, Chelsea, you asked the question I wrote down, what feels alive for you in this? And it seemed like it was kind of a catalyst to take things a little bit deeper and to feel a little bit more. And I thought that was just a beautiful way to bring that awareness forward.
Yeah, I love that you caught that question, Heather. And that's a great prioritizing question too, right? What for you feels alive in all of this to kind of find a pathway forward? Kim.
Well, you'd asked how did she create awareness? And I think she did that throughout the whole thing. She kept creating awareness, which was so powerful. She started off by asking, what are some of the sensations that are arriving? And that, so that brought her to the body. And then, tell me more about what you're experiencing now. So just keeping pointing her back to her internal and physical experience, I thought was really, important. And where do you feel the peace in your body? You know, I just kept bringing it back to awareness all the time throughout the whole thing. It just felt like it was over and over again. So Dagmar could continually remember. It feels like it gave her a way to reinforce and remember what it is that she was feeling.
Yeah, absolutely. I love how you're sharing. Like, she did keep on, it wasn't just once, right? It was this coming back to it. Yes. Dagmar.
I want to share how much has actually been accomplished in such a short time. Like, it's like, wow, it almost feels like, you know, things that normally get accomplished like in 3-hour intensive or what have you. Like, in 30 minutes, like so much has been done. And as everyone has been sharing so beautifully, thank you for offering your insights and viewpoints and perceptions. I have been allowing all of this land deeper. And as you have invited me, also have that practitioner hat on. And my sense is because Chelsea, she has created such a safe container, and she really allowed that slowness of experience. That slowness really took me out of this, like, and it's been incredibly powerful. And there has been depth that has emerged out of the slowness, and real potency and real embodiment. And the slowness with the presence created this incredibly powerful container on its own.
Yes. First of all, I'm so happy to hear that. And it's such a great point about the slowness, right? I want to remind everybody that was less than 30 minutes. But as Dagmar said, so much happened in such a slow way, right? Good. Anika, was there something that you wanted to add?
I wanted to add some more great things that I noticed in the session. Especially the slowness, because that really allowed us to feel, allowed Dagmar to feel what was going on and to process it. And we rush through things so much, thinking of, okay, what's the next question I can ask? What is the next thing I can do? And this, it almost felt like the session carried itself. Mm. It was almost effortless. And it was beautiful to witness. And a particular point that I picked up for me, because it's my weak point, is the way Chelsea would always honor what she's feeling, honor what she's sharing, celebrate how she's doing, encourage her. And for me, that is so important as when you're a client, to know that the person is with you every step of the way. So,
yes, yes. I'm so glad that you're bringing all of that up. And that was another piece. I'm glad you're bringing it up that I just wanted to pull out. And remember, this is part of creating awareness. There's different ways that we create awareness for clients. The way that Kim was talking about before, asking how you're feeling, where are you at? But then there are other ways too. And Chelsea, when she reflected back, I can feel how deeply you care, how passionate you are about your work. That's creating awareness and supporting the client to take in even more deeply, right? What they just shared, to take in that passion. When Chelsea said, I can feel that, I have full body chills. Now, you don't have to say full body chills if you're not someone that gets chills. I happen to, and probably you've all noticed that's something I do sometimes too. That's a way of creating awareness for the client. Oh, I can feel the importance of what you just said, or the depth of what you just said, or that there was just a shift in what you just said, or the energy of it, right? When Chelsea said, thank you for doing the work and it impacts me. Again, another way of validating the client, having the client feel so seen and heard and loved, and creating that awareness around the importance of their work that she was just that the client was just talking about, allowing that to go even more deeply in. I want to see you all kind of, I think, covered. We'll get into what you might have done differently in a moment. Just seeing if there's anything else I wanted to pull out. Yeah, and then sometimes some of the most simple questions, right? Can you tell me more about the grief? Right? It doesn't have to be some, you know, it just, can you tell me more about the grief? What is that yes? What would the yes say? Was something that Chelsea asked when Dagmar was talking about it, right? So to kind of to get even more deep into that. And then, oh, the other piece I just want to say is the other way that Chelsea created awareness is she would reflect back a lot what the client said and use the client's words, but she would also add some other pieces and phrases that were related, right? So she was talking about resourcefulness. She spoke about the superpower piece. It wasn't like coming out of nowhere. It was through the reflection back using clients' words. And then, you know, we looked at this in creating awareness and questioning skills, and then sometimes adding some new phrasing to kind of create that awareness. Beautiful. Chelsea. You there?
Yes.
So if there is one thing that you might do differently, if at all, and again, this is just where we're getting nitpicky because it was so beautifully and masterfully done and no changes needed. But if we're going to just like get nitpicky just for our learning and stretching, if there's one thing that you might do differently, what would it be?
Yeah, I think it would be like going a step further with the strategizing. Like I think I hesitated there and like didn't quite have the well-formulated question to kind of get that next step of like, okay, so from this place of yes, and you know, this like this energy that's been created, what are you going to do differently this week? Or like have it be very specific, so that there was sort of that takeaway that was maybe a little bit, you know, like more precise.
Yeah. So if you don't have the words, right? Because sometimes we just take, like, so then what can you do? If you know that there's one more piece and you don't quite have the words of the question, what can you do?
I mean, I think just not be okay with having the words, just like kind of fumble through it. Yeah. Would have been fine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So fumble through it, right? Even if it's a little bit awkward. Or saying, you know, I feel like there's one more strategizing piece or getting more specific here. I'm not sure what it is, right? Or like, I feel like there's one more piece here. What is it? You know, what do you really want to like leave this session with? So it's great. Like you had that instinct. And I would just say when you don't have the words, just kind of like say what's on your mind, mm-hmm. and you and your client will figure it out together. Good. All right, I'd love to hear from everybody else. What's something you might have done differently? Or what questions do you have? Anika.
I didn't realize I was the first one.
It's all good. Thank you for raising your hand.
I was wondering when Dagmar was crying, how, because if we continue to ask questions, then we interrupt the process. And so it's like trying to figure out how do we prioritize? Should I let her cry? How long should I let it happen? When do I intervene? So I mean, Chelsea did a great job, but I was wondering when I'm in that situation, what's going to happen?
Absolutely. And Chelsea did do a great job of allowing space. And then at a really beautiful moment, she asked, what was the question that she asked? I said it for, can you tell me more about the grief? And I don't think there's like, this is the exact, it's such a great question that you're asking. I don't think it's like, this is the exact moment, right? Part of it is if we're present, So there are a couple pieces here. Part of it is just like with our presence and our intuition, we just do it, right? When we feel it's the moment. So that's number one. And then sometimes a way that I like to think about it is balancing out the four levels of learning and processing. So what I mean by that is if there's a lot of emotion coming through, I want to make space for it and to allow it to like see it through, or as much as it can be seen through in that moment, to let the energy go and that move through the person as much as possible. And that being said, and if anybody has more words or ideas around this, please share, but there's a, sometimes the quality of the emotion can change where it feels like, okay, they've already been through it and now it's almost extra, and or it doesn't, I don't want to say unnecessary, that's not the right words, but it's almost like the quality has changed in a way that it feels like, okay, there's a lot of emotion happening now and it's been moved through. Let's bring a little bit more of the cognitive back in and ask a question that is going to have the person use their brain a little bit more. Like, what is the grief? Can you name it? Or, you know, what are you seeing here for yourself or whatever it is? I don't know. You guys can tell me, you all can tell me if that's helpful. Yeah, it is, Anika. Good. And Dagmar, it looks like you have something to add to that too.
This is such a great point. I'm so glad we are having a conversation around this. I wanted to offer a little bit more context, not necessarily to like what I have done with Chelsea or just like this like really small session, but more to like a container and, you know, program or series of session with clients. So my sense would be if someone actually struggles with accessing grief and they are more on like angry and pissy side, you know, if they access grief, that's obviously actually a huge breakthrough for them. And it's something that we might have been actively working towards over a period of time. And like in that space, I think there would be really incredible value to like let them be in that emotional experience and a big emotional release. On the other side, if someone is actually very prone to grief and depression, it's like that, almost like that default way of being, then there would be an incredible value exactly around the pieces that you were sharing, is bringing more the other pieces of learning so that we're actually kind of like helping them get out of the habitual way of
exactly.
being. So
it's that balance yeah. between the two. Yeah, so well said. Beautiful, good. All right, I know we have just 2 minutes left, but such a great conversation. I'm gonna take another share, Janae. You there,
Janae?
Hi.
Yeah, hi. So, I thought it was a phenomenal job. There was one moment though where Dagmar's expression changed. And I would have liked to have asked, I would have liked her to have asked what just occurred to her or what just surfaced or what came forward right there. And I felt like it was like, oh, wait, we just missed something.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what moment you're talking about, but I love the point that you're bringing up. If we notice a client's expression change, to create awareness around it and pause and ask what's going on. Yes. Good. We've got 1 minute left. There's one other piece and I'm almost like hesitant to, I'll just share it to throw it out as an idea. I think it all unfolded, two pieces. When Dagmar said, feeling my pain is my doorway to presence, I loved the conversation that Chelsea and Dagmar had afterwards. Chelsea reflected a little bit and they went deeper. and this is all personal choice, one not better than the other, but just to offer different ways of creating awareness before getting to that more casual conversation and reflection. To me, that was a moment where I would have, as a practitioner, paused and repeated Dagmar's words, word for word, slowly back to her. I would look at her and I would say, feeling my pain is my doorway to presence. And then just give a little space and silence around that to let that drop in more. Not better or worse, but just another way in. And then the other last piece I'll mention is I wrote down, there's something that Dagmar said that was a thread that I wanted to follow, which was the more pain I feel, the more drive I have. And in many ways, I think the conversation got back to it in the end. I think there was a relationship to that. But at the end, when Dagmar really had this new awareness, that, well, I thought that there was also drive in the peace as well as in the pain, I may have brought it around for just more exploration there and awareness there, if that makes sense. All right, I know we're at time. I want to thank everybody, but especially Chelsea and Dagmar. Thank you so, so much for your vulnerability, for your willingness, for allowing all of us to learn from you. I am just thrilled because I think it was an incredibly masterful session. And I just want to just acknowledge all of us for, you know, it's been a long, we started in January and just so much work has been done here. So just really want to acknowledge all of you. I'll look forward to seeing some of you on Friday for our next steps call, and I'll see you all next week. We're gonna explore the mystery. I'll see you then.